Pasuk the Chodesh that we read. Yehem Hashem Moshe and Aaron be'ed Mitzrayim. Yehem Achoyes Hashem Lachem. Roish Chadoshim. Rishanu Lachem Achod Sheyashana. And then Dabro Kol Adas Yisrael Leimor Be'asal Chodesh Hazeh Ve'ikhu Lahem Ish Selebeis Oves Selebeis. And the juxtaposition of, on the one hand, the mitzvah of Achodesh Zelachem, and then the tzivui to bring the Korban Pesach, the Seler Pesach, Avodah Seler Bayis. And the question is, what is that juxtaposition? What is the juxtaposition of, at that point, telling us that we should bring the Korban Pesach? And that should be the Seh. And the Seh, the mitzvah of Achodesh Zelachem, is a mitzvah of the greatest level that we can imagine that a Yid can reach. The Am Yisrael in Mitzrayim and the Mem Tet Shari Tumah were told the mitzvah of Achodesh Zelachem. The mitzvah of Achodesh Zelachem tells us that all Kedusha Zman is in the hands of Am Yisrael. Or Isam is without a vav. Gosh says, "Eini muadim, era mashatem korim." Gosh Bo says he doesn't have any young talim, only what Am Yisrael dictate. And at that point, we're told at that point to bring the seh. We tell to sacrifice the seh of Mitzrayim. Now, the fact that in Mitzrayim the avodah zara was the sheep, we heard from Moshe Rabbi Rav Hutna Zatzal. What was the significance that in Mitzrayim they used the sheep? What was that? And why does it say even that Am Yisrael worshipped the sheep? And the Yam, when the sea didn't want to part, the Sarash of the Yam said, Halala Abdu Avodah Zorah, Valala Abdu Avodah Zorah. These worshipped idols, and these worshipped idols. Where do we see in Mitzrayim that Am Yisrael worshipped idols? There are no Psukim, there are no Chazalim which describe the way that we worship idols in Mitzrayim. And what is the form of worship of a sheep? And then he brought us, he told this halacha, how does a person acquire a sheep? In order to acquire a sheep is a kinyan, which is called the kinyan of meshicha. The kinyan of meshicha is you draw the animal into your possession. By drawing it into your possession, you've made a kinyan, you've acquired that animal. So then they ask, now how do you acquire a flock of sheep? 10,000 sheep. You're going to be standing there doing Mashiach one after another on 10,000 sheep. It will never end. So there is in a flock of sheep what's called the Moshchit. The Moshchit is a sheep or a goat that has a bell around its neck at the front of the flock. And if you do the Mashiach on the Moshchit, then you have the whole flock. You can acquire the whole flock that way. And explain to us that was the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. The Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim was that Paroi held that he was the Moshchit, that he was like the lead sheep, and all of Mitzrayim was just a flock around him, meaning no one had any individual importance, nobody had any individual significance, only insofar as they were part of the flock. And Paroi, the descriptions that Paroi went down to the Yoyer in order to that he shouldn't do his bodily functions or to appear as if he doesn't need to do the bodily functions. So he was that lead sheep. He was that figure. And Am Yisrael in Mitzrayim, what does it mean that we were worshipping idols in Mitzrayim? Am Yisrael in Mitzrayim were also feeling that they were Bereshus Paroi. That a good day or a bad day, they would eat or they wouldn't eat, would be dependent on Paroi. They're feeling that they were Bereshus Paroi as well. On the day that Paroi died, why did they turn to Hashem on the day that Paroi died? What was so significant about that day that Paroi died? The Netziv brings that Bemet Am Yisrael thought that the situation that they were in could not change, that they were really now totally in the possession, totally in the reshus of Paroi. The day that he died was a public holiday, and that public holiday nobody worked and they didn't have to work. Suddenly they saw that their situation could end. The situation could change. When they saw that their situation could change, at that time they remembered that they should now turned to Kodesh Baruch Hu, they no longer felt, they no longer perceived that they were Bereshus and Paroi. But this also, as far as we are concerned, that a Yid has to understand when we say, Anoich Hashem Lakecha, Asher Hoitzei Ticho, Asher Hoitzei Ticho, that He took us. Each individual, we're not part of a flock. Every Yid has his own individual relationship, his own individual achrayus, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He is a Yachid. That starts from Na'aseh Adam. Na'aseh Adam, the Kodesh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon, Yachid, Yachidi. And even though after Chet Adam HaRishon there's now a mankind, but after the mankind there's still that element of Yachidi still remains. Each one of us is a Yachid. The that Yachidus goes as far that on, we're told that on one of the questions that a person will be asked after 120 years, Himlachtes chavecha lecha benachas ruach. So what does it mean that you're mamlich, your friend? What do we have to do? We have to stand up for him, bow down to him. What do we have to do? How do you mamlich chavecha? Ella, at Matan Torah, Meresh tells us, Malachi HaShoros came down, gave everybody ktori. Each person got a crown. Again, what does it mean? It's not just for the nursery school that they can be, you know, they can, before Shavuot, everybody gets, the kids will get crowns. Crowns mean that every person has a uniqueness. Every person has a unique attribute, and to be mamlech chavercha means to recognize and appreciate that uniqueness, to relate to that uniqueness that it is in our fellow man. And this is the element, again, in Sfiras HaOmer, we have by Talmid Rabbi Akiva. Talmid Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 died because lo nagu covered zeh lezeh. And the question is, why on that should there be Chas V'Shalom? When we see that for lo nagu covered zeh lezeh, that passage, it's a mitzvah, it's an aveira of omission. Where do we see an oinish like that, that all Talmidei Akiva, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva would die because of an omission, right? So, like a bittul esed, like they didn't give kovet, so on that there should be an oinish. And then Chazal there carry on, the one carries on, that Rabbi then says, v'ha'olam haya shomem, the world was desolate. Until Rabbi Akiva yorab ledorem, Rabbi Akiva went down to the south, and he found five Talmidim. And five Talmidim were able to reinstate what 24,000 couldn't do. Right? So what is the element of Nagu Kavod Zelazeh? What was this element of Kavod? Say, there was a Tkufa, I've been there for many years about this. Tkufa went back to South Africa, and while I was there, a certain position was offered. Just had my wife happen to be in Eretz Yisrael, and she went to ask the Hutnas Tzal whether I should do it or not, and he said that I should do it. And he said, why? Because they'll give him kovet. And he said, kovet de mazon bari laguf v'lanefesh. Right? And it was like against all of what we ever learned. But there is an element of kovet, the real element of kovet. The kovet is one of the things that Moshe Adam in our Elam, and that's for sure not the ideal kovet, and that's not the kovet that he was talking about. The real kovet is again that appreciation of uniqueness. That somebody spends hours and hours preparing a shir, and somebody says, "No, he talks a good English." Right? That's not exactly kovet. Kovet means to appreciate uniqueness. To appreciate uniqueness, that is kovet. The a surgeon did a very serious operation, and in the end he charged like 1,100 pounds. The patient sits there listening. If you can explain to me why you got to that figure, I'm prepared to pay. So listen, I paid you £50 for cutting you open. I charge another £50 for sewing you up afterwards. And I charge you £1,000 for knowing how to do it. Right? And on that knowing how to do it, he is unique. Now that's why on the fees of a doctor, there's no din oinoya. Anoya on a medication, if you overcharge more than a sixth of the market price, so you can cancel the deal, but on what the doctor charges you, you can't, because there's no market for his, on what he knows, his uniqueness, isn't a market for that. And seeing that there isn't a market for that, on that there's no din of anoya. But that is when Am Yisrael, when we were, have to shift the sheep, when we have to shift the sheep, we have to show that we are not a flock. That Am Yisrael is not a flock. Am Yisrael, each one is a yachid, and each one is a yachid, has his own function and also his own relationship to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that function that we have, that shifting the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, is to show that there's not leaders in Klal Yisrael are not like a lead sheep. Leaders in Klal Yisrael are leaders not because they have magic powers. The in Shushan by Haman, when Haman brings the Gzeir on Am Yisrael, she giduloi es Am Mordechai. So we just, why did they have to wait until they told him who Am Mordechai? Right? What would have been enough? He saw Mordechai's not bowing down. She'd get hold of Mordechai and that's it. But when they told him Am Mordechai, he realized there's Moshe Feinstein is the same of Ramsky they bring, that by Umas Ha'olam, when you have a leader who's has some sort of magic power, if you have the leader, you have the whole nation after him. Am Yisrael, G'dayli Yisrael, their power to lead is not because of any magic on their part. Their ability to lead is because Mikoach HaTorah, seeing that they are leaders Mikoach HaTorah, so Mameira, insofar as their leadership is the leadership of Torah, the Am is with them. But if they were to do something which would not be according to Torah, so Mameira, they're no longer leaders. They're no longer the leaders of Klal Yisrael. And this is because we have that ability to assess, we have our own responsibility. Doesn't you know the So Sema says, V'sasur achrei levavchem achrei neichem achrei levavchem. So he brings achrei levavchem achrei neichem is Talmidei Chachamim. Achrei levavchem, that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he says, what does it say in the case? It says, you shouldn't go after Talmidei Chachamim and you shouldn't go after the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? V'sasur achrei neichem v'achrei levavchem. So how can it be? He told you not to go according to Talmidei Chachamim, not to go according to the Kodesh Baruch, not to go after your eyes, your eyes, and these Talmidei Chachamim are called Eina Aida, and the Kodesh Baruch, you shouldn't go after the Kodesh Baruch. So you see by the Maraglim, they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe asked the Kodesh Baruch, and because it came out of Chet. And they say, Bemet, a person very often can ask, but and say, I got a psak, right? When you say, I got a psak, you got a psak, you know how you asked. You asked in such a way that you get the psak that you wanted. So very often a person will say, you know, I'm relying on this. But ultimately we know the emes. We know what we were asking. But this, our individual responsibility, that's the end as far as the Eden comes in. Because we have that immediate relationship. We are not part of a flock. Even when we follow G'dayli Yisrael. We follow G'dayli Yisrael because we have that responsibility. We heard by the Chazon Ish. People used to talk with him, and in the end, you know, talk out a shayla or an issue, and he would say, well, you know, express an opinion. The other person would ask, now the Rav should tell me what to do. So he says, no, I'm not going to tell you what to do. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to decide with your head. He doesn't want you to decide with my head. In other words, when we ask G'dayli Yisrael, it's not again magic. Do you do? We know the issue, we know that it's dodim. What we need is somebody will clarify or give proper weight to the different issues in what we have to decide, but not to make the decision for us. The decisions ultimately are ours, but ultimately we have an responsibility, and that responsibility we can't shift over to anybody else. That responsibility remains our responsibility, because ultimately then, this again is the difference between the sheep and Am Yisrael, that ultimately we have our own responsibility towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm just in Eretz Yisrael, when he is in Yerushalayim, there was an issue of the elections for the mayor of Yerushalayim, and the two candidates were Olmert and Teddy Kollek, and it was a suffix whom one should vote for, whom the G'dayli would say we should vote for. So just before the Erev, the elections, so at first they thought, they said, Kollek, they came out and all about their medrash that we should vote for Olmert. So I voted for Olmert, and then in the morning I was going down from Yerushalayim to Netivot, where the yeshiva is, and they had the television, they had somebody interviewing the man in the street. So somebody came up to me to ask me if I was happy about the elections. Yes, I voted for Olmert. Yes. Why did you vote for Olmert? So I said, because the Gedolim said that we should. So I mean, I couldn't hear that. So I said, and what about your own independent thinking? So I said, my independent thinking told me that I should listen to the Gedolim. Right? But again, it is my independent thinking. It's our decision. We make ourselves. It's not magic. They're not magicians. Gedolim Yisrael are not magicians. They are those leaders. But ultimately, the responsibility remains on us. We have to make those decisions. We have to decide. And we have to hear what they're told. But also, we have to internalize it and make it our decision. And this is the difference between the concept of a flock. The concept of a flock is that an individual has no responsibility. His value is only insofar as he's part of that flock. And that being part of the flock, just as again, before he loses his own individuality, in the early years of the state, Ben-Gurion went to the States. He went to meet Truman. And they were discussing who's got a bigger, a more difficult task. So Truman was saying he's got, 180 million, whatever it is, and you've only got less than a million. So he says, here, you've got 180 million citizens. I've got a million prime ministers, right? But that is Am Yisrael. If we employ a Yid and you undertake to give him a meal, you have to give him Kesuda Keshleimer Shaito, because he's a Ben Melech. You've got to relate to him as a Ben Melech, because he is unique, and he has that. And that uniqueness is something we ourselves have to feel within ourselves. This is now the Reb Tzadik HaKohen brings by Kriyas Yamsuf. Says, by Aminu Bashem, the Moshe Avdoi. Says, Reb Tzadik HaKohen, Keshem Shechayavim Ramin, Bashem of the Moshe Avdoi, Ka Kol Echad Vechad Chayav Ramin Ba'atzmoi. Each one has to believe in himself. Each one has to believe in his own importance. In other words, Kriyas Yamsuf, wasn't just the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to show his rulership of the world, his rulers are called Kaychas HaNefesh. But he wanted to show us how we are important, that he did for us. As we realize our own importance, we each have our own relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this is a concept which we have to internalize within ourselves, to realize that we were given that uniqueness, but again, from Adam HaRishon, the Na'aseh Adam. The Na'aseh Adam was Na'aseh Adam Yechidi, that we were created as individuals. You know, they say that people want to say, I don't want to be a number. I want to be remembered by my name. I don't have a person being remembered by his name, a person relating. But that is also that each one himself should realize his own importance. We should realize our own importance, our own, and in that, it is in the decision making, when taking responsibility, because when we make decisions, then we are going to be responsible for the decisions that we make. If somebody else told us what to do, so he's responsible. It's his. He said. But if we understand that we have to take responsibility with our own bechira, we are responsible for our own choices. Our being responsible for our own choices, that is where the individual is. That is where our own significance lies, and not to lose that individuality, not to lose that individuality, and to be drawn according to a flock, according to a herd. Everything should be inculcated. A person should internalize it, and he should make it again his own decision, and not the other person, not to throw the responsibility off to somebody else. But that taking the responsibility is that area of uniqueness, that area that remains ours, because ultimately we are responsible for it. Afterwards, we have to account, have a din v'cheshbon for what we have done, and because there's no way of pushing it off onto anybody else. And this is what in Mitzrayim, the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim was to deny that. The Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim was that there isn't an individual, and each one is only insignificant insofar as he's part of the flock. But he himself has no value. He's there, he's not there. Insofar as he can add to the flock, he's good. But if as an individual, he's not there. And this concept is again, it's primary, it's fundamental. But then we say, so he has to believe in himself, means to believe in his own practice, what he can achieve, what he can do. There's no limit to what he can do. The So now bring that when the Torah tells us by Sarai Imenu that when Sarai Imenu is told that she's going to have a son, she says, "Tzacha Sarah Bekirba," she laughed. And then the Kodesh Baruch Hu asks, "Lama zeh tzachak? Why do you laugh? Lo tzachakti." So it's one of the strangest parshas in the Chumash. It doesn't seem right for Sarai Imenu that she should argue like that with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You know, you did believe, you did laugh, it didn't laugh. The Tzadik HaKohen again explains that, what does it mean that Sarai Imenu laughed? So he says that it for sure can't mean literally that she held her stomach and laughed. But it means Sarai Imenu, she's now 90, she's been told she's going to have a son. She assessed herself realistically. Realistically, it can't be. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Lama zeh tzachak?" In other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu called that a tzchok. The Kodesh Baruch Hu called that laughing. And she said, "Lo tzachakti." She said, "I'm not laughing, I'm being serious, I'm being realistic." The Kodesh Baruch Hu said to her, "You're being realistic as a joke. You're making a joke of yourself. You're making a mockery of yourself." And that is the concept is that a person can't assess himself like that realistically. A person has to understand what he can achieve is a set, what he can achieve with Siyata Deshmaya, what he can achieve with the undertaking of responsibility for what he should do. Just that, you heard again, Rav Witness and Sal, he came to be Basbid. It wasn't a public expert, but in the house he spoke after the Ptira of Rabbi Aaron Kotler's of Gonorocha. And he told over of a visit that he made to Rabbi Aaron. And they were talking about their contemporaries, and there was a particular one who was very weak. And the kind of person, Bocher, he asked a question, by the time he got back to the stand, he forgot what he'd been told. And he'd been sitting there year after year, and then he got married, and he still sat. He must have had the parnasa must have been available, and he sat even after he was married. So Rabbi asked him, "What happened to that guy?" So he said, "You know, in the middle of his man once, they came along and they asked who would be prepared to be a substitute, Magid Shir, in a yeshiva k'tana." And he said, "What happened?" He said, "That person went." He said, "And what happened?" He said, "It was something like a bayana misgaber. Already absorbed all the years, suddenly it all came out." And he said, "It was gewaltig. Everybody enjoyed it. It was tremendous." At that point, Rav Aaron left the room, and he left Rav Hutna on his own. And Rav Hutna was waiting for him. And eventually he went in and he saw Rabbi Aaron crying. So he said, He says, "I'm crying because I wasn't zoyche to that." And what he meant was, Rabbi Aaron Kotler was an Ilui. He was a Rosh Hashiva in his early 20s in a generation of giants. He wasn't zoyche that the Torah would physically change him. That particular Bacher was zoyche that the Torah would actually change him. But that is the limit that a person can't assess himself in realistic terms. To believe in ourselves means that a person should undertake, and in that undertaking there will be Siyata Deshmaya. In other words, to take Siyata Deshmaya into the account, to realize that and that is our importance. And then he says, it's not an egoistic thing. It is to be prepared to take on responsibility. And that taking on responsibility will bring Siyata Deshmaya. There will be Siyata Deshmaya on that. But it requires that there's an undertaking on our part. But that undertaking stems from the realization, again, that we're not part of the flock. Each person has his individuality. And each person can undertake and should see himself in that situation of being preparedness to undertake. Many people are undertaking different projects in Eretz Yisrael. We've seen big organizations have been set up, people didn't realize at the beginning what they were doing, but the undertaking, the preparedness to undertake, and on that preparedness there was a Siyata Deshmaya, and the Siyata Deshmaya, a person should realize what he can achieve, again, all stemming from this individual relationship that we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That individual relationship that we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, there is on that Siyata Deshmaya, but it requires that we undertake, and we believe in ourselves. Each person has to realize that what he can do with Siyata Deshmaya. Because Baruch Hu will, and this is Keshem She Chayavim Lamin B'Shem V'Moish Avre Kach Kol Echad V'Echad Chayav Lamin B'Atzmoy, and he's understanding his own uniqueness. And the giving of Kovod is that relating to that uniqueness. Why Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were had to die and the world to be desolate. Because, again, getting covered means we all ask the same chalkeinu b'sodei secha. We would all love to know what is exactly our chalek. Now, the word in the time Moshe Rabbeinu, ki tisah et rosh b'nei Yisrael, when everybody brought their matzit ha-shekel, Moshe Rabbeinu would point out what is their uniqueness. The big mashgichim had that power to be able to show each one really where his uniqueness was. What is one of the ways that we have? How can we know where we are unique? How do we know what is our chalek? And one of the ways is the what's called the feedback that we get from others. The way others relate to us, the way other people relate to us, we can know where our strengths lie. And this is the real covet. The real covet is a person coming and pointing out where did you find me beneficial? Where did you find that I was able to help him? Where did you find that the matana that I could give, that I could get from him? So that uniqueness requires on the double edged sword. As far as each individual is concerned, he has to realize that his own importance and his own significance, and he has to realize that he has that acquired for himself. But our relating to others, again, our being mamlich chavecha, is a way that we can point out where is the uniqueness by somebody else. Where can somebody else, where can we see where he is unique? And by showing where he is unique, we can encourage him to actualize that potential that he has. But this is all comes from Am Yisrael. We are unique. Each individual is unique. The Rishalmi. The Rishalmi says that Rechina ben Doisa came to the river, and the river wanted to part. The river was flowing, and he wanted to go across. And he told the river to part. And the river parted for him, and he went across. He was going to the Beis Vaad, he was going to the Beis Medrash, and the river parted for him. His Talmidim saw. And suddenly asked, will the river part for us as well? So he said to them, Im lohe kalt ben barnash mi Yisrael mi amayu, if you didn't mezalzel, if you didn't belittle anybody in Yisrael, the river will part for you as well. And what is it? Is a dialogue. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa was telling the river that Bishvili nivra ha'olam, the world is created for me. So it can't be that nature will prevent me from fulfilling my function. Right? So the river parted for him. The Talmidim asked, will it work for them as well? And he didn't answer them, you know, did you fast as much as I did? Did you learn as much as I did? He told them one thing. If you want to understand Bishvili nivra olam, that the world was created for me, now there are millions of others Bishvili. It's also for millions of others. How can I show that I really understand Bishvili nivra olam? The way I relate to somebody else, the same way, how do I relate to another person as B'Tselem Elokim? I'm created B'Tselem Elokim, and the river should part for me. Now, how is that tested? How is that tested if I really understand that? How do I relate to somebody else that is B'Tselem Elokim? And he said to them, if you didn't belittle anybody, sometimes you appreciated the uniqueness of others, the importance of others, then it means you understand Bishvili Nivra HaOlam, and the river will part for you as well. So this is the Maile of Yisrael. The Maile of Yisrael is Bishvili Nivra HaOlam. The Maile of Yisrael is each one is an individual, a unique individual. We have that responsibility and relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the limit of that is also, it's not an ego trip, it's that we have to relate to others who are also like that, to understand that everybody around us was also unique. And with that relationship, of that uniqueness, that is the way that we understand we are not part of a flock, that we all are unique, but that uniqueness is not just, as I said before, not just an ego trip for us. It's a way that we have to relate also to our fellow man, that they're all part, they're all unique, everybody is unique. And covet, the real covet, is to be able to relate to that uniqueness in others. The same way that we met in Mitzrayim, that by Pesach, to understand that we Chodesh Elachem, that mitzvah, the greatness of Israel was given. At that point, we have to shech the sheep. We have to show that we're not a flock of sheep. We have our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the same way that then, Be'ez Hashem, there was a Korban Pesach, and there was from that Korban Pesach a Geula. So, Be'ez Hashem, it should be that concept be destroyed. Each one of us will take on our own responsibility, and that takes us to show that we're not part of the fact. The extent to which we can, Be'ez Hashem, we'll be so fair that in Chodesh Nisan, Nigalnu Beis Hashem, Chodesh Nisan, Nigayo.